Keeping Christmas, From the Spirit of Christmas, by Henry Van Dyke. It is a good thing to observe Christmas Day. The mere marking of times and seasons, when men agree to stop work and make merry together, is a wise and wholesome custom. It helps one feel the supremacy of the common life over the individual life. It reminds a man to set his own little watch, now and then, by the great clock of humanity, which runs on suntime. But there is a better thing than the observance of Christmas Day, and that is keeping Christmas. Are you willing to forget what you have done for other people and to remember what other people have done for you? To ignore what the world owes you and to think what you owe the world? To put your rights in the background and your duties in the middle distance, and your chances to do a little more than your duty in the foreground. To see that your fellow men are just as real as you are, and try to look behind their faces to their hearts hungry for joy. To own that probably the only good reason for your existence is not what you're going to get out of life, but what you're going to give to life. To close your book of complaints against the management of the universe and look around you for a place where you can sow a few seeds of happiness. Are you willing to do these things even for a day? Then you can keep Christmas. Are you willing to stoop down and consider the needs and the desires of little children, to remember the weakness and loneliness of people who are growing old, to stop asking how much your friends love you and ask yourself whether you love them enough, to bear in mind the things that other people have to bear in their hearts, to try to understand what those who live in the same house with you really want, without waiting for them to tell you, to trim your lamp so that it will give more light and less smoke, and to carry it in front so that your shadow will fall behind you, to make a grave for your ugly thoughts and a garden for your kindly feelings with the gate open. Are you willing to do these things even for a day? Then you can keep Christmas. Are you willing to believe that love is the strongest thing in the world? Stronger than hate, stronger than evil, stronger than death. And that the blessed life which began in Bethlehem 1900 years ago is the image and brightness of the eternal love. Then you can keep Christmas. And if you keep it for a day, why not always? But you can never keep it alone.
A Christmas Dream and How It Came True, by Louisa May Alcott.
I'm so tired of Christmas, I wish there never would be another one,
exclaimed a discontented-looking little girl as she sat idly watching her mother arrange a pile of gifts 2 days before they were to be given. Why, Effie, what a dreadful thing to say. You are as bad as old Scrooge. And I'm afraid something will happen to you, as it did to him, if you don't care for dear Christmas, answered Mama, almost dropping the silver horn she was filling with delicious candies.
Who was Scrooge? What happened to him?
Asked Effie, with a glimmer of interest in her listless face, as she picked out the sourest lemon drop she could find, for nothing sweet suited her just then.
He was one of Dickens's best people, and you can read the charming story some day. He hated Christmas, until a strange dream showed him how dear and beautiful it was, and made a better man of him.
I shall read it, for I like dreams, and have a great many curious ones myself. But they don't keep me from being tired of Christmas,
said Effie, poking discontentedly among the sweeties for something worth eating. Why are you tired of what should be the happiest time of all the year? Asked Mama anxiously.
Perhaps I shouldn't be if I had something new, but it is always the same, and there isn't any more surprise about it. I always find heaps of goodies in my stocking, don't like some of them, and soon get tired of those I do like. We always have a great dinner, and I eat too much and feel ill next day. Then there is a Christmas tree somewhere, with a doll on top or a stupid old Santa Claus, and children dancing and screaming over bonbons and toys.